get to sign, it's got to be a big thing here. Not near as big as the chicken business, but they're beginning to get awfully, a lot of them turkeys, though.
I've seen a lot of those east of here.
Yeah, you can take right over there. Whenever you was up here about 2 miles. Well, I can take you to them in a mile and a half or 2 miles where an old boy's got 8 or 10,000.
My goodness.
Yeah, right now.
Just think, if somebody said that 20 years ago, you thought he
was... Well, I thought he's silly. Yes, sir, but the way they do, they won't hardly get over a pretty good fence at all. Turkey won't.
Do they clip their wings?
No, they do. Yeah, they do. They clip their wings. And then they just raise them just kind of like you would a bunch of hogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just tromp every brush, little brush down. And where you feed them, you know, there's so many of them, they don't be a sprout grow up or nothing. Weed or nothing. Just as bare as that road out there.
Just like the chicken pen.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you about poison ivy here, didn't I?
We have that. No, you didn't, I don't believe, but we have that.
I'm glad I didn't get in it.
Well, we sure have it. My wife's awfully bad to get that. If she gets anywhere near it, she gets poison ivy. It never did bother me, but we have that.
I've heard a lot of people say that it never bothered
them. It never bothered me, and some people, it just runs them crazy.
I just itch and itch and itch and itch.
Oh, yes. Boy, it gets to be terrible on some people. Have to go to the doctor and get shots.
Yeah, that's pretty new. I just used to scratch. I put Clorox on one time.
Yeah.
I thought I'd burn it out. Didn't do a bit of good. Just made the paintbrush dissolve. Do you have any special term for a group of trees in open country? Because you wouldn't have much open country. I feel like that group over there, for example.
You mean what? You mean would you like to set that in trees or something?
No, would you call that group of trees anything special?
Oh,
so walk over there.
A shade tree.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call a shade tree. Now there's a little pond over there, them trees, and the stalk gets water there.
Uh-huh.
And there's shade around there. We just call those shade trees.
Well, I was just wondering if you'd tell somebody to go over there to the
little shade trees.
The clump of trees.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Go right over at them shade trees.
Uh-huh.
And you can see those stalks, it's around there. There's lots of times they shade in there, you know, in daytime, see?
Uh-huh.
Around there, get out of the hot sun.
That's pretty nice to have a place like that for.
Oh, yes, it is.
Do you have any old scrubby oak around here?
Well, I don't know. Probably you're thinking of these here scrubby, little old scrubby blackjacks.
Yeah.
Back in the west here, a ways you get in where they call the jacks.
Yeah.
And we don't have that like that. These blackjack in here get to be a bigger tree than that.
Uh-huh. You have anything you call shinry?
Shinry? No. No, I don't remember that. You mean that kind of a tree?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Is there a tree called shinry?
I don't know of it. Even I never heard of it before.
I guess that's a western term.
I don't know a
thing.
It's
pretty new to me.
It's new to me. I don't know a thing about that.
Well, let's see now. In terms of relationship here, Mrs. is your wife, and you are her
husband.
Uh-huh. What did you call your father?
You mean, what did I call him by name?
Well, yeah, how did you?
I usually call him my dad. Her mother, Mom.
Uh-huh.
I call my wife, Mom.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's see, your mother and your father were your...
What's that?
Your mother and your father were your... what was their relation to you?
Well, it just nothing, only just my mother and father, you see.
What did you call your grandfather?
Well, I'd call him Granddad.
How about your grandmother?
Grandmother.
I don't know, I think...
A lot of people called them